Let's talk about the role of social responsibility in supersizing and growing your business. Sharon Hornell from here. I find this topic really fascinating in that sometimes I wonder if organizations and if businesses and if government and if higher education learning institutions and different professions are even teaching ethics and morals and values and things like that anymore. If we look around the world today, it feels a lot of the time like that's not happening anymore. But I'm going to talk about a positive aspect of businesses interacting with society and the power of social responsibility to help you grow your brand, the impact it has on your brand, as well as on growing and building and supersizing your business. Excuse my throat today. Social responsibility, we talked about it before. I think probably a month or so ago, we talked about some topics of social responsibility. But I got busy yesterday on the internet while I was hanging out with one of my granddaughters and said, okay, what, according to the internet, are the most socially responsible businesses in the world? And I guess I did in the world. And I came up with a list of 32 different businesses, some of which I personally would agree with, others not so much, right? Just because a company makes a lot of money and gives money to different charities doesn't take away the negative impact of the way they do business in other areas. This is, of course, my humble opinion. You do not have to agree with it, but throwing money at your community, at labor practices, at different things to kind of cover them up and make you feel better about the way you really do business isn't really a great example of social responsibility. It's not ethical. It's not transparent. And guess what? People find out. Nowadays, with this day and age of digital technology and the internet, people know what's going on in your company, whether you think they're going to find out or not. So why not just do the right thing in the first place and be socially responsible? What does this mean? It means that we balance our economic interests with the impact that our organization has on our community, on society as a whole, on the world, right? And we do it ethically. Again, of course, ethics is a huge topic defined by the observer, just like beauty. And we can choose to be a good citizen, be a good global citizen, or we can choose to just do things for the short term to make a buck. I'm going to recommend, highly recommend, that you choose the high road, that you do what's right. You do what feels right to you and your organization to make the world a better place. I only work with businesses that are really intent on making a positive difference in your customer's life and therefore making the world a better place. So what are some of the ways, and why do we even care about social responsibility? Number one, it builds trust and credibility with your customers and with your other shareholders and stakeholders in your business. People that live in your community where you manufacture certain products and services are impacted by the way you do business, whether you think they are or not. Look at all the examples of polluted water or polluted environments because companies just did what they wanted to do and didn't pay attention to the impact they were having on their surroundings. It helps us to create an emotional connection with people and with potential customers, right? People like to model and follow and do business with businesses they trust and that they know do the right thing, whether people are watching or not. And finally, it strengthens your competitive advantage. Doing the right thing, guess what? Being good instead of evil makes your company more attractive to the vast majority of people that you probably want to do business with anyway. So what are some of these companies? I'm just going to share a few of them because it's a big list. We'll start at the top. Google gets the top rating. I wonder why that is. Maybe because they control searching on the internet. Might have something to do with it. But they talk about how they are environmentally sustainable and that they're focusing on education and making the world a better place by educating the world. And I guess I would have to agree with that. My kids have been telling me for decades, well, just Google that, Mom. I guess it hasn't been decades, but well over a decade and a half. Patagonia, also one of my favorite brands, because they're a pioneer in social and environmental projects. They have been for a long time. They were before it was even popular to be, which I love because that means that's truly who they are. They're an ethical, moral, socially responsible brand. Bosch, I will editorialize here a bit about this list. The list, of course, includes some of the biggest names in different industries, the pharmaceutical industry, technology sector, beverage and food and beverages. And as such, and some of them, just because they've been around for a long time, so they had the jump on doing what's right. Some of them, many of them talk about being net zero emissions, and being neutral when it comes to their impact on the environment for sustainability. They talk about involving their people or getting their people to volunteer in their local communities, which I did that when I worked for Procter & Gamble back in, the 80s. And I did it because that's who I am. I liked it. Some people volunteered, some people didn't, but the company encouraged us to do that. And I think if they're doing that and encouraging you and letting you have time off work to do that, then they are, yes, contributing to that. But if they're just taking credit, which many companies do, for the volunteering that their employees do, and there's no way that they're actually involved in that, they're not giving them time off work, they're not compensating them, they're not encouraging them for anything, they're just taking credit for the good deeds that are done, I would say that's not the best philosophy or the best way of being socially responsible. Taking credit for other people's work is not being socially responsible. You got Adidas on here. I'm just going to read the list quick. Google, Patagonia, Bosch, Apple, Warby Parker, Amalgamated Bank is the only unionized financial institution, apparently. I didn't even know about that. Salesforce, of course, is the first cloud-based organization. Therefore, that makes them automatically net carbon neutral for the most part. Coca-Cola, they've been doing and putting out things, as have many Fortune 500 companies for a long time. We had sustainability, we had recycling, we had all kinds of things before it all became popularly called social responsibility. Lego is the actually most respected company in the world. I think that's fascinating because they focus on education, they focus on sustainability, they focus on doing the right thing to make the world a better place by educating children through creativity and things. I personally love that one. Starbucks, they have a goal to source 100% of their tea, coffee, and cocoa through ethical means, right? Here's a good one. Adidas, they have been on the war against plastics for a long, long time. Disney, zero carbon footprint. We won't talk about their political affiliations and their commenting on political terms that have gotten them in big trouble. Ford Motor Company, of course, has been around for 100 years. So they've got processes and systems in place for social responsibility. Bombas, they're a sock and apparel company. I never heard of them until I was watching Lifetime Movie Network with my mom. They actually give away socks and underwear. For every pair they sell, they give one away. That's a common theme in and with manufacturers. Bombas, Toms with shoes, and what's the other one on the list? There's one more on the list. Glasses company. Maybe it's Bosch. No. I don't remember. Anyway, Hewlett Packard's on here. Microsoft is on here. I will choose not to comment on that. Microsoft is another one of the companies like pharmaceutical companies. They have so much money and they give so much money to things, but they have an underlying intention for doing that that isn't necessarily 100% altruistic or socially responsible. Again, my opinion. Allbirds, IKEA, Pfizer, Merck, Alaska Airlines, and then Allgood, which is a certified B corporation. I don't know what that is. I'm going to have to look it up. And they do organic lotions, deodorants, sunscreens, and things like that. So personal care products that are all organic. So that's the list that I got off the internet. Of course, you can get all kinds of lists off the internet. That's just the one I pulled from. There are lots of them. But the way we use these is we study the companies that are in the same industry as us or an industry like us. We model them and we do what we know is right. Did I write this down? Probably not. No, I didn't write a step-by-step process for how to go about doing this. But I think that it should be common sense, but I'm not sure common sense is so common nowadays. But I guess if you treat people the way you want to be treated and you do the right thing always, then you're going to be sailing down the right stream for creating a socially responsible business. All right, that's it. That's all I've got today. I guess there's a lot of pontificating today. If I can help you anyway, ask. Otherwise, love to hear about your favorite socially responsible organization. Actually, the shirt I'm wearing, the reason I picked this shirt is because it is handmade in Leadville, Colorado, by a couple that sources their things locally and hand makes these sweatshirts and sells them to make a living. And they do it in an environmentally, socially responsible, positively impacting their environment way. And I like that. So I like brands like that. All right, have an awesome day, and I'll, of course, be with you tomorrow.